You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and today Art and Soul is about the visual arts in our community. And joining me, as always, Omari Rush, Director of External Relations for the Ann Arbor Arts Center. Hi, Omari.
Howdy, Lisa.
Busy time of the year. Spring has sprung, and the arts world is just wide open.
You know, I'm so glad that it's sunny these days, because it's the thing that's keeping my flower perked, or, you know, something like where I'm still happy and motivated and energized, not only because of the great arts that we have going on in our community, but of course because of this weather.
Yeah. So what's first?
Well, nice segue. I was going to talk about IPSY First Fridays.
That right.
Our show happens after the first Friday always.
Yeah.
And so we won't really get to cover it. But I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew that it's just an amazing opportunity for our community, not even just IPSY, but, you know, the broader Washtenaw County community to take advantage of the concentration of arts activity happening in downtown IPSY, Depot Town, on that first Friday.
What exactly happens on IPSY First Fridays?
A variety of businesses throw open their doors to the community. Some host art exhibition openings. Some have special shopping deals. Just different kinds of activities. Musicians, bands playing. And so it's an afternoon. You know, activity usually starts around 5 and then goes through the night. It's an opportunity just to kind of stroll around town, see what's happening, see who's being very creative. So we hope that it's just automatically on your radar.
Yeah, every first Friday of every month in Ypsilanti.
Yes.
Go visit. While we're in Ypsilanti, what's happening at the Riverside Arts Center?
Riverside just opened up as a part of National Volunteer Appreciation Month. That is this April.
Okay.
Their 13th annual docent exhibition. These are folks that when you go to Riverside or any museum, these docents help guide you in your experience through an exhibition. They're there to greet you or just generally support you in your artistic exploration. So we appreciate them, and it's really wonderful that for now 13 years, Riverside has been highlighting their work, 2D, 3D, paintings, photography, jewelry, you name it. I'd certainly encourage folks to go by Riverside and check it out.
So they're docents for a reason, because they're into art themselves, so they work there, and once a year they get to show their stuff.
Yeah, they have a passion for it. Either they were artists, or maybe they were art teachers, and want to kind of share/spread that joy with others.
Speaking of spreading the joy, last month we talked to someone from the University of Michigan Museum of Art, which led me to Ernie Rubin and her photography exhibition that is continuing there right now, and got me more interested in the world of photography. And I guess something's happening at Carytown Concert House?
Yes, Carytown Concert House, certainly known as a music venue, both kind of avant-garde, small chamber music performances. They also have a reputation as an artistic visual arts gallery. And so right now they have a show up featuring photography of students at Washtenaw Community College. Washtenaw has a really strong photography program.
Commercial, artistic, or both?
Well, you know, the students do a variety of things coming out of there, but certainly, you know, if you want to be a commercial photographer, if you want to, you know, work in graphic design, weddings, all these things, Washtenaw just like provides an amazing training experience and opportunities for people throughout the area. I was going to say young people, but that's the great thing about WCC is that, you know, it's accessible to people of all ages and skill levels. They kind of get you in and then get you to where you need to be.
So this exhibit is at the Carytown Concert House.
Yes. And I'd say go online. You know, their hours, you know, they have mostly daytime hours, but they also, you know, have by appointment hours. And certainly anytime they have a concert, you can see the work that's on the walls.
So we talk about photography. I get out my cell phone and show my flower pictures to Omar.
I love your pictures, Lisa. They're so great.
I think they are.
They make me happy and smile.
But there you go.
I think
they have depth. I think there are actually contests now for people with cell phone pictures. Maybe I'll have my own exhibit.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, and I think, you know, we have classes at the Art Center in digital media and such. And, you know, we've thought about teaching a class specifically in like cell phone photography.
You know, are you asking me to teach it?
I'll direct you to our director of education, okay. Kate Robertson. She can let you know what that means.
I got a good 8 pixels going there, Omari. Okay, speaking of exhibitions, what is coming up at the Stamps Gallery?
Yes, the newly opened Stamps Gallery, which has a new director who you know, will love to get on the show sometime soon. Scheduling didn't work out this month. But yes, they have an exhibition up right now that runs through April that is a show of their seniors, you know, their graduating seniors, and that
from the University of Michigan.
From the University of Michigan, enrolled in the Stamp School.
Okay.
And so, you know, you'll see the range of what they're thinking about. It's kind of a snapshot, I guess, in a way of kind of what folks at their point in development are thinking about. And then
panic just, resumes.
Solid.
You're talking artistically.
Artistically.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Cool.
And so and it actually happens in a variety of venues around town, certainly at the Stamps Gallery. But they have something at the Duderstadt Center on North Campus and at the Argus Building and kind of the edge of the Old West Side in downtown Ann Arbor. Anyway, so Stamps Gallery, go online, look them up, Facebook, U of M's website, and
we'll
find
put a
out.
Link on our website, WEMU.org.
Perfect, perfect.
Since we are talking to Omari Raj from the Ann Arbor Arts Center, we can't let you go without telling us what's going on there.
Partly because there's so much always going on.
Yeah.
It's really great to for us to be able to be a real kind of hub of activity, artistic activity, and just fun activity in and for the community. We're mixing things up a little bit coming up April 24 with a new collaboration with the Alley Bar. It's a bit of a dive bar, but a glorious and wonderful dive bar that has fantastic cocktails. They're right across the street from the Art Center, and we're starting the series with them called Straight Up. It's going to be a monthly, one-night-only art show and sale featuring an up-and-coming artist in the Ann Arbor area. We want to kind of go in there on that night, 7 to 9 p.m.
So it's at the Alley.
At the Alley Bar,
okay,
yes.
Okay, not at the Art Center.
Yes, at the Alley Bar. And yeah, so we'll show this artist's work. It will be for sale. The price points are you know, fairly accessible. You know, they start around $30 and go as, you know, high as like $100. Ideally, we'd love to see lots of people take work off the walls and take it into their apartment and just like enjoy something super beautiful.
So who's the first artist?
The first artist is Nikki Williams. Nikki is going to be doing some drawings and graphite pencil drawings. They are super whimsical. Nikki is, I mean, a picture that we'll get to you. He's just like holding a flower next to his head in a silver face. He doesn't take himself too seriously, and he's the perfect inaugural artist for Straight Up. After that, we have Jim Cherwick of Ipsy. He does watercolors. That's going to be in May. Watercolors, and also similarly appropriate, we think this will continue to show folks, you know, the arts are clearly for everybody.
Right.
And also, everybody can take something home and, you know, enjoy.
Director of External Relations for the Ann Arbor Art Center, Omari Rush. Thanks for joining us on Art and Soul.
Thanks a bunch, Lisa.